First conversation on the Spark today is about one guy's romance with wood. There's an old Yiddish proverb that says, when fortune calls, offer her a chair. But for Timmy Smith, when fortune called, instead of offering a chair, he built one.
When I was in high school, I broke a bleacher during a basketball game, and the principal caught me, and he said he was going to have to put it on my high school record, and he said I would probably never get a job. So I went to work for myself, building furniture and remodeling and stuff, and just liked the, as I got older and broken down more, I found it easier to build furniture than I did houses, so I drifted toward smaller carpentry jobs, and furniture lent itself to that, so I just liked actually working with wood more than sheetrock, so just went towards that instead of the remodeling and house building, especially since house building is slowing down now. It's just easier to work with furniture.
Timmy Smith and Victoria Godfrey live way out in the beautiful boonies of Swope. Late one afternoon, I visited them and their dogs at their almost restored house.
Well, what I want to do on this trip is to see, for you to show me wood.
Okay.
And then just talk about what you do.
I met Timmy Smith's woodworking before I met Timmy Smith. This summer, I was doing a story that entailed a visit to the now-closed Batesville store. Timmy had been responsible for the store's warm, wooded, redone interior, which welcomes you like a smiling grandmother. Looking over some pieces of lumber, I asked Timmy Smith how he and wood combined to do what they do.
I stumbled through life and I don't really know how to say it. I just try to do as little to the wood as I can and just, you know, change as little as possible. I don't take it down to bare wood. I try to leave saw marks and as much grain in it as possible. You can see the grain here that's left in it and have some natural character left in it. That's why people think that it's old wood, because I don't take it down to the stuff you would buy at Lowe's that's been completely planed and all the character taken out of it. You can find new wood that's rough, what they call rough sawn. It hadn't been run through a planer, so it still has some character left in it, and it looks like old wood with the saw marks and stuff still in it, so that gives it an older look. And then, unfortunately, with pine, you can see it's whiter than a lot of the hardwoods are. And a lot of the native hardwoods, you can just put a natural oil on it, and it'll darken up and have a beautiful patina. But the pine, it's sometimes almost white, and if you want some character to it, you have to put a stain, which back in the old days, the settlers would use all kinds of different things. They would use blood and grape blood from animals and animals rather than humans. But well, I hope so. Right. Maybe back in those days, who knows? But then plant stains, berries for different colors and stuff. But now we get our stains out of cans and stuff. But Victoria and I have been experimenting with different colors you'll see in the house. We've done some different things.
Do you have a piece of furniture around that you've built?
We have one or two. Let's go in Victoria, in this little office. I built both of these desks. This is a little pine desk we just finished today that, like I was talking about, we're playing with some color, so we stained that one green.
And what, did you use just a commercial stain?
Mm-hmm. It's just an oil stain, yeah. And it just lets the wood grain show through. See, so the grain still shows through, and there's some ox blood right there where the farmer was butchering his ox on that. And this desk over here is...
Wait. There's ox blood here because the farmer was butchering his ox on this piece of wood?
Yeah, or something like that. I'm not
Where'd
sure
the wood come from?
The place up in Dayton I was telling you about earlier. And this is this beautiful sassafras table over here, or I should say the wood's beautiful. This came from an old fella up in Whitehall named Junior Morris. He's a country sawyer, has a mill, and he traded me a bunch of sassafras for some furniture I built him. And it's just, you'll never see sassafras trees up in the mountains this wide. This is just four boards, and you'll never see sassafras trees that wide very, very often.
So, and this is about, what, 3 feet wide?
32, I think, but each of those boards is about 8 inches, and that's a real big sassafras tree. They don't normally get that big. So I'm real pleased with that top. It's just such a beautiful patina on that. And that, this is considered a hardwood versus the pine, and this is just straight oil, and you can see how rich that grain is. So,
all right, you talked about a lumber mill in Dayton, and you talked about your uncle, and you've talked about an old guy in
Whitehall.
Where'd this network come from?
Just,
you got a network, right?
Yeah, just growing up around here and just knowing people and moving around the county in central Virginia, and you know people and you've been in the construction business all your life. And my dad was an insurance agent in central Virginia for about 98 years, and he knew everybody. So he knew everybody in the area, and he would take me up to these places and introduce me to people way back in what he called upper country. And he knew Junior Morris, and that's how I met this guy. And so I established a relationship with him, and I would go up to his mill and his wife. I used to build barns and stuff, and I'd buy a big 2x12x12-foot-long oak slabs for stall partitions for the horses, and they were green right off the chain, and it was literally all I could do to pick these things up. And his wife noticed me struggling with these things one day, and her name was Doris Morris, and she noticed me struggling, and she came over there, and she was about 4 feet tall, and she snatched these boards up off the chain and just walked over and threw them on my truck like they were 2x4s and totally emasculated me. And she was amazing. But you just meet people just hanging out and growing up in an area, and, you know, when you're in the trade, you ask people about stuff and where you find stuff, and you find people who tear down old buildings, and through just talking to people at parties or wherever you go, you just make friends that are in the same, have the same interest, and they share stuff with you.
Are you gregarious?
No, I'm American.
So I think what I'm hearing is it takes a village to supply Timmy Smith's wood. In case you're interested, the Dayton lumber supplier Timmy referred to is Martin's Native Lumber. Now, on to our conversation about the treasure trove of American chestnut Timmy and Victoria discovered in the old smokehouse he converted into an office.
All this chestnut, I was talking about how chestnut is extinct because some yahoo brought over a bunch of European chestnut, and it had a blight in it, and it infected all the American chestnut in the 1920s and killed all the American chestnut in the woods. So all you see was recycled or harvested before the 1920s. But all this frame and all these collar ties and all this trim came out of the studs that were in this wall and that end wall that was so out of plumb. I had to just take all the studs out and reframe those two walls. But I took all the studs out and milled them back down and used those studs for the trim for all these windows. And these were covered in mud daubers and all kind of nasty bat guano and stuff, and so put on a respirator and clean those up.
What is there a finish on this? On the
it's just Watco oil. It's just Danish finish oil, and but all this chestnut is just so beautiful once the oil hits it, and it's just, you know, you can't. It's real hard to find. It's super expensive if you do find it.
And here it was. What was this building?
This was a smokehouse. Yeah, it was so nasty in here before we started. It was just inches deep and fly stuff. And
where'd the windows come from?
This window was original.
The smokehouse window.
For some reason, we wanted to keep this window just to say it was original, and it's kind of cute. And once you open it, the breeze just comes in. But so we just trimmed that out with chestnut. And like I say, they're all the studs ripped down, and we recycled all the old studs rather than just toss them, because they are, the wood is so beautiful.
We all have to make a living, but there's lots of ways to make a living. Why are you doing what you do?
I just love the feel of a sharp tool going through wood, and you have to start living every day to its fullest. I think the older you get, the more you realize your mortality. Not to get too heavy here, but it's just, when you're young, you don't really appreciate stuff, and that's why I'm appreciating this wood more and more all the time, and the skill it takes to do it well, because your time is finite. It's like the American chestnut.
Wisdom gleaned while working with wood. You'll find a link to Timmy Smith's website, smittyshardwood.com, on our website, wmra.org. There, among other treats, you'll find pictures of that American chestnut-ridden office.